Penguin Random House Audio presents Gibraltar, The Greatest Siege in British History by Roy and Leslie Adkins. Read for you by John Telfer.
Prologue. Disaster. After 3 years of relentless siege, everyone on Gibraltar was starving, war-weary, and desperate for the relief convoy to arrive, not realizing that it was yet to sail on the 1,500-mile journey. The convoy was still at Spithead between the Isle of Wight and Portsmouth, though with the newspapers in England full of stories about an imminent assault on the rock, fears were growing that it was already too late to save Gibraltar. Even so, urgent preparations were being carried out on board a multitude of vessels, including the Royal Navy's greatest wooden warship, HMS Royal George, a formidable three-decker with more than 100 cannons and a crew of around 850 seamen, officers, and marines. On board this particular warship, the final consignment of stores needed to be loaded, as well as some last-minute repairs done, but being a fine morning, the vessel would soon be ready to sail. In nearby South Sea, a woman glanced out towards the Royal George, taking in the idyllic scene, before starting on a letter to a distant relative. "The day is calm and pleasant," she wrote, "and as I sit at the open window, the great vessel in the offing betwixt me and the fair island, Isle of Wight, seems to sway not a handbreadth, nor to flutter a single pennant." Her shock, as she looked out to sea once more, was betrayed by the shaky handwriting. "A dreadful thing has happened."